Problem solving. Simple strategies for smarter decisions in daily life. A comprehensive beginner's guide to rational analysis and creative problem solving. Written by Rocky Graham. Chapter 1, The Framework. You are fully experiencing life or living it in a boring way. Problems exist whether you are very creative or stuck in the past. No one is free from problems, that's just how life is. Both hard-working people and lazy people face problems. Doesn't this mean that having problems is a normal part of life? Some people complain about their problems, while others work very hard to solve them. "I have a problem," might be the phrase most people say more than anything else in their lives, maybe even more than they say their children's names. Many people complain about life because of problems, but aren't problems what keep us busy and help us get through our time on Earth? Problems improve us, make us think more about ourselves, and help us grow on the paths we choose. Problems were never meant to be viewed as something with an "I am" before the word possible. Now, before wasting more paper on this endless philosophical discussion, let's examine how often we are wrong about our problems. What's your problem? A question that frequently comes to my mind is, what's your problem? This query often initiates the conversations I have with individuals whom I am assisting in enhancing their problem-solving skills. It seems straightforward, yet it's profoundly revealing. People often respond with a litany of issues, business hurdles, creative blocks, personal challenges. They talk about wanting to start a business, pursue a passion, or write a book, but feel impeded by numerous obstacles. Then again, I repeat the same question, what's your problem? And their reactions vary. Some get frustrated, perceiving it as a lack of empathy. Others think I'm joking. But a few discern a deeper intent, the quest for the root of their problem. I express this calmly, explaining that just as a plant cannot be fully removed from the ground without extracting its roots, problems cannot be resolved until we address their root causes. Otherwise, they will continue to sprout in different areas. You might solve one issue, but the underlying root will create another, branching off in a new direction. Hence, I often find myself saying, "You are stuck in the wrong problem." Their curiosity grows. I explain to them that we often find ourselves attempting to solve the wrong problems, which leads us to a cycle of frustration and self-reproach for not being able to break free from this rut. I advise them that every time they ponder, "What's my problem?" they should pause and reconsider, asking themselves again, "Come again, what's my problem?" This encourages deeper reflection and helps in identifying the true root of the issue. This repeated questioning isn't about doubt. It's about peeling back layers to uncover the true challenge. Often, we're tangled in superficial problems, distracted from the core issue. Like misguided gardeners, we snip at the visible weeds while neglecting the roots thriving beneath. But when we redirect our focus, examining the fundamental causes of our distress, we gain clarity. Only then can we start to solve the right problems, those that, once resolved, prevent other issues from recurring. The process isn't easy. It demands introspection, honesty, and sometimes the willingness to confront uncomfortable truths. But the journey towards effective problem solving begins with recognizing the real problem. Once identified, we can channel our efforts more efficiently, crafting solutions that are both meaningful and lasting. The wrong solution. Problems are meant to be solved, but what